eternity. And we can bring this stupendous vitality, which has no real exception or anything really like it, in Christendom today, I believe, certainly not in Protestantism, into the fruit and flower that God would have it to become in this generation which needs it worst. I'm haunted by the Civil War. I never drive through the swamps near Mechanicsville approaching Richmond without feeling like weeping. The Civil War was that great abortive brief burst of our regional life, misguided in many ways, but with an idealism and an energy that needs to be recaptured. I was speaking over at Ridgecrest 3 or 4 years ago. They sent me over to Crystal Springs Annex, and they said, go to CSA, room 11. And that rang a bell somewhere. CSA, room 11. And I saw the wagon train of the wounded winding into Richmond. I saw the best of that generation who were in the cemeteries, and we couldn't look to them for leadership. I saw that great abortive effort, so misguided in many ways, but so noble also. A people who could never really form a government, but who fielded the most magnificent army on earth, not of slave owners, but of yeomen who only suffered from slavery. And when I drive through the swamps of Mechanicsville, I hear trumpets blowing somewhere. And brethren, as Southern Baptist ministers in our age, you have a heritage you must not let die, but that you must cleanse it and dedicate it. For your generation, there are trumpets blowing somewhere. May we pray. Eternal God, who art the giver of the marvelous gift of human life, and who hath given us the precious heritage of the worth of persons and the responsibility of persons, we thank thee that thou hast made us human beings and brothers of all men, and especially of the household of faith. And we're thankful for every aspect of our individual heritage, and grant therefore that we may dedicate it unto the Lord Jesus Christ, that this world and its kingdoms may become the kingdom of our God. May thy grace, mercy, and peace be with us, both this day and forevermore.